you can make me, will you make me the host, David, so I can, from there, control the different things? Sounds good. Thank you. Okay. Okay. With that, we can go ahead and get started. All right. Well, welcome everybody. It is the January 4th, 2023 Citizen Review Committee meeting. Happy New Year. I am Candace Avalos, she, her pronouns. I am the chair of the CRC. We're gonna have our panelists introduce themselves. I'll call on your name. Folks in the audience, I'm going to unlock, attendees. I'm gonna unlock the chat for the audience members so you can drop in the chat your name, your pronouns, what part of Portland you hail from, and any other information you wanna share, also Northeast Portland. And I will pass it to Jessica, Yume, and then Chris.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Jessica Katz. I'm a CRC member, and I am in Northeast Portland.
Hey, everyone. Yume Delgado, he, him. I am the CRC member and the vice chair. And I'm very excited not to have to chair this meeting. So glad to have you back, Candace.
And I'm Chris Pekarski, he, him pronouns. I'm in Southeast Portland. And I'll pass it to Kira.
I am Kira Pappas, she, her, and I'm in East County.
Let's do Sylvan, Vadim, and then Ross and David.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sylvan Frazier. I use they, them pronouns, and I'm in Northeast Portland.
Hi, everybody. Vadim Mazursky and Southwest Portland. Good to be here. Bye.
Hey everyone, happy new year. Ross Caldwell, he, him, IPR.
David Nguyen, he, him pronouns, IPR staff.
Okay, members of the public, you've got a couple more minutes with the chat box open so you can share your name, your pronouns, any other information, and then I will be closing the chat box. While you all continue to introduce yourselves, we'll do some of our mundane business like approving our minutes. David sent out the November 2nd minutes. Thank you again to Yume for being there and chairing and dealing with all of that. Appreciate you. And so we'll go ahead and I will ask for a motion to approve those minutes.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, moved by Chris. Seconded by Yume. All right, let me write that down. Do we have enough votes? Hopefully, okay. I'm gonna vote abstain since I was not there. Vadim?
I'll abstain as well.
Yume?
Approve.
Chris?
Approve.
Sylvan?
Approve.
Kira?
Approve.
And Jessica?
Approve.
Okay, with vote of 502, that should pass, right, David?
Yes, the majority, cool. Yes.
I literally can never commit it to memory, so thanks. And with that, we'll go ahead and move into Director Caldwell's report.
Thank you much. Hope everybody had good holidays and got a bit of a break. Not a ton to really update you on. We have finally, last couple of meetings, I think I've been telling you that we have been kind of in no man's land for hiring some of our vacant positions. We finally got one person on board and hired who we kind of desperately needed to help with administrative stuff. The big thing she's doing for us is she's kind of filling the role of the business operations office, who in the auditor's office, we were still under that umbrella, kind of connected us up to services, procurement, hiring, just kind of all the boring stuff to make sure people get paychecks and timesheets get figured out and everything kind of, the place keeps spinning. So She started just last week and is already making a difference. So that's good for us. We're kind of continuing to try to implement the change of not being in the auditor's office anymore. And then on the settlement agreement, I think kind of the big thing there is the city and DOJ continues the discussion about getting a monitor. So don't really have any firm update on that other than that it's kind of an ongoing discussion. I'm sure you've probably heard some things about it. I don't really have a whole lot to add to that, but that seems like kind of that's where all the energy is living currently is are we going to get a monitor? What's that going to look like? And then kind of little details around that for the settlement agreement. Other than that, we have kind of all the normal numbers in the reports. I would mention that our cases seem to be rising again. They're not quite back to full pre-2020 kind of pre-pandemic levels, but they do seem to be going back up. I think the last thing I was going to mention was just that Eric Berry, who is our investigations coordinator, and I, we both had a couple of chances to go talk to the Police Accountability Commission in the last few weeks, or last month, I guess, just to kind of try to give them a perspective of how we do things, like how we get police records, how we get BOIC information, how we get stuff like that for our investigations. It was kind of one of the things we talked about. And the other was kind of about other sort of city code stuff and some other just kind of accountability discussions. So I think we've met with them 3 times now, maybe 4, something like that. And they're continuing their work. And I think they're really diving into the details of what the new accountability system will look like. So that's very exciting. And it was good to get to talk to all those folks. I think that's all I got. All the numbers are there in the reports. If you have any questions about that, you can always email me or ask me now, whatever you'd like. Any questions for me? Okay, thank you much.
Thanks, Ross. Okay, moving into my report. Not much to report. As we know, we took a couple of months off in the fall due to just holidays and not really having much on the agenda. But we did complete our required minimum of 4 meetings a year, so I'm not going to cry about it. We have done a really good job in the last year to try our best to stay on top of everything. And I know it's been a struggle with us feeling a little bit rudderless. I'm hoping in today's conversation, we can spark some a renewed motivation to work on a couple of things. So we'll talk about that later. We have not had any meetings with the mayor in a while. He keeps rescheduling and then not scheduling in time for the next 2 months. So hopefully we're going to get one on the books here soon. So no updates from that front. That's pretty much it for now. Any questions? Okay. Well, with that, we'll go ahead and move into new business, and I will talk about what I was just alluding to. So I had a call with Yume. We kind of strategized a little bit about what are the things that we need to do to just get us back on track, give us some something to work on that feels that it has some intentionality. I think we all struggle with trying to find the right things to work on that feel useful and not just a waste of our energy, our very precious for free volunteer energy. So we discussed, you know, we've been talking about how the PAC, the Police Accountability Commission, that is continuing their work, how there's some overlap in our work and there's likely going to be some handing off of certain things, certain knowledge, certain responsibilities. While it's still possible that the CRC will have some kind of life post PAC's work, given that we're an appeals body, we are preparing for the fact that it will need to probably dissolve in its current form and evolve into whatever's next. With that being said, we want to be able to pass down information, again, that feels useful. I think for the PAC, I know they've got a lot on their plate and they don't always know like exactly what they need from us or how to ask for it. And I think we've had a little bit of that back and forth in the last few months, last year. So Yume and I have talked about going a little bit wider scope. And using some of our energy to instead just work on general transition materials. The work groups have had some difficulty finding some purpose and coming up with ideas for what to work on. I know in the crowd control and use of force work group, after our big report, we've kind of been struggling to figure out what is a useful next step. So we are proposing instead that we pause the current scope of work that each of the work groups have, except for recurring audit, and transition into full-on transition work. I think part of it is that we've been talking about this and trying to do it here in this larger meeting. It's just not as efficient to do it in this, you know, more formal meeting as it is to work on that in the work group level, which is how we got through writing that other report. It takes a lot of things in between. It takes a lot of coordination, delegation, people kind of doing their homework, like you're going to take on this section and we're going to check in at the next meeting. So since what I've asked you, May, to do as the vice chair is to step into a leadership role into the other committee, as there hasn't been anyone that has been interested really in stepping in on taking on that leadership of the second committee, and again, transforming both of them. So right now, we don't have to keep it at these names. It's just what popped in my head at the time, that we could call one of the committees transition past and one of them transition future. I'm proposing that the crowd control and use of force work group be the transition past work group. And the goal of that would be to, you know, we've talked about like, what are the things that we wanna leave behind? What's the knowledge we wanna share with the new group? What are the, you know, parts of the code that are important to preserve? Whereas what are the things that could change? And also things like basic, you know, how do you manage a committee of this kind of scope, right? An advisory board. What is the history of the CRC and police accountability work? So we would have this group of people putting together all of that information into an easy to read and understand and follow place, especially too in my 5 years that I've been here. We've done a lot of different things on the drive and created a lot of documents and information, and I want to make sure it's all nicely put together. So that'll also be kind of a compiling, you know, process of getting everything in one place. Here's all the reports we've done in the last 20 years. So doing a little bit of that backwards, like what was the past that we were doing? So I'm proposing that we change crowd control and use of force, which currently has Yume, Sylvan, Taylor, and then our community member, Michael Walsh, that we will do that portion of this transition document thing. And then transition future, that we're calling it, would be the people that are currently on the policy and outreach work group. And Yume is going to step into that space to lead that work group and lead this process. So my vision for what that looks like is transition future is more about what is there left to do? What can the CRC work on in this kind of weird limbo time in between the transition of these systems? You know, we suspect that it's still going to take some time for the new thing to prop up. So kind of being more forward thinking, strategic planning thinking. I think you may, as the vice chair, is a good opportunity to help kind of lead through this conversation as someone who has fresher eyes coming into leadership. And helping to envision what at the end of this whole report thing that we're working on will be kind of the next step. So it's like kind of like creating a strategic plan, if you will, of what CRC is going to take on next year. And then the recurring audit work group, I propose, stays as it is and just has an additional charge of continuing to work on, auditing of IPR and any other, you know, IPR related work that can be added to this document. I think it kind of is a little bit of both past and future, frankly, but it would be, the scope would be a lot less. I think the other two work groups are focusing much more on CRC as a body, and the recurring audit can continue to do their IPR related like discovery work, if you will. And then all three of those components will come together into this larger package that we can, you know, that can be the product that we leave this year with. I don't know how that lines up with the timelines of all the other things, but I think that at the very minimum, it gives us something to focus on. I think we were just kind of going back and forth on like, what do we need to put together and who needs what? And I'm suggesting that we just kind of take charge and put together an all-encompassing document that will have multiple benefits, not just for the new, for the PAC, but just in general as a place to take a pause and take a record of what we've done and put some real thought into what we can continue to do. The timeline for this I'm proposing is that in the next 6 months, we really work on getting a hard, rough, like first draft. And then we work in that next month or two after that. So I'm talking end of June-ish. Then we work in the next month or two after that to clean it up in the work groups, make any final adjustments with the intention of by our September larger CRC meeting that we approve it, because any report that comes out of us needs to be approved by the whole body. I'm proposing that timeline just due to the fact that once October hits, November, I mean, people have got family, they've got all these festivities and all of that, and it's just really a lull time. So I just think realistically, if we can hustle and get it done by September, then we can enjoy our holidays, maybe take a little break. So, and then that could just be what we focus on this year. Of course, we know that if we have appeals that come down the pipe, we're gonna do that. We've got PRBs that are continuing. So all those things will continue in our jobs. I think part of, you know, what could come out of this process as well might be a little bit of community work. Maybe we do a survey, maybe we do some forums, some focus groups with community to inform this report. So we can, that's something we can talk about in the process. But I'm just laying out kind of the big picture. And then in the work groups, we can dial in to what we want to accomplish and what needs to go into this like report. And that's something that you, May, and I will take leadership on. And having both of us running these work groups and him and I will be in close contact to just kind of keep that, you know, make sure we're all on the same page. So that is the proposal. I know I threw a lot at you, but again, I think this is an opportunity to give us something to do that doesn't feel meaningless, is needed, but also has a wide scope. So it's not just about the PAC, it's about a documentation of the CRC. It's about time that we do something like that. So comments, reactions, questions.
Well, I can chime in here since this is less new news to me. I talked with Candace about this prior to the meeting, and I think it's definitely a good idea. You know, I've been in a handful of meetings now with the city, with IMLC and some of these other bodies. And one of the things that we always end up doing is sort of rehashing, well, you can't understand, you know, protests or policing in Portland without understanding this thing that happened in the 80s or this thing that happened in the 90s or, you know, this case precedent. And it doesn't seem, it seems like a lot of times when we are interacting, especially with outside bodies that are assigned to audit the Bureau, we have to go through all that history over and over and over again, right? And I don't think it should fall on me or just whoever's been to the most meetings to try and remember all that information and bring it to the table. I think it would be nice to have a more comprehensive overview of why does policing in Portland look like it does today and where can we go from here, right? And that looks at the Bureau's culture, that looks at what we've experienced with protests over the last 20 years. You know, this did not start in 2020, right? This goes back to the WTO riots back in the day. It goes back to protests during Occupy Wall Street. It goes back to all that stuff, right? And all of our experiences build on that. So I think having that historical piece is important. And I think having a proposal or at least some best practices for what comes next is also very important, especially in terms of staking out, you know, where we think we can be most effective, because we are not going to be the ones making those decisions about the CRC, but we are probably the people most qualified to comment on it. So I think just setting out that position, hopefully not in a super long document. Sylvan and Candace remember how much time we spent on the crowd control piece, and it ended up being, you know, just a very lengthy project. I would like to see this be a little bit more concise. But I think it's a good idea. I also think that I know speaking from the crowd control side, we've been kind of struggling to find something that's relevant to work on, and it does not feel like busy work. And it seems like on the policy side, policy and outreach, you know, that's perhaps a similar consideration, given that we've had some turnover in staffing there. So I think this would be a good way for us to work on a project together as a committee. As Candace mentioned, I have agreed to step up, since I don't think we had a permanent chair for that department, if you'll have me. You know, we can move forward from there. So that's my two cents.
Also noting in the Q&A, sorry, Sylvan, just wanted to note for folks to see what Mr. Hanwin had put in the Q&A, that the PAC is expecting to end their work June 9th, 2023. So that kind of aligns pretty well with the timeline we talked about. Go ahead, Sylvan.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, this all makes a ton of sense to me. Thank you, Candace and you, May, for having the idea and fleshing it out so well and presenting it so clearly. I think the product is going to be really valuable, and I think sort of slotting the process of creating it into our work group structure and transforming it that way, I think that just makes a lot of sense. I think trying to impose it on top of these meetings and like other work group meetings just would not have felt good or all that feasible. So I think the structure makes a lot of sense, and I think it's gonna be worth doing. So yeah, no objections from me. One question that I had was, I'm not sure if anyone from the community would be interested necessarily, but if they were interested, would these be work groups that would be open to community members to join, sort of the way that credit control and use of force and policy and outreach were in the past? Or would these be more sort of closed, you know, like would the community input come from like forums and interviews rather than a group membership, or had that been sort of thought through?
I don't see any reason for it to change how we've been doing it, where people who want to participate can. I need to check in with Michael Walsh, who's our community member on crowd control use of force. I suspect he'll be thrilled. And then anyone else that, you know, we're going to need, especially people like the Dan Handelmans of the world, although there's only one, but others who try their best to be like Dan Handelman, to give us some of that context that we're going to be looking for. So I suspect it'll be a process that involves lots of different voices that have been along this journey of the CRC. So I don't see why we can't leave it open like we have. And that's also, doing it in the work groups makes it more open, because we were talking about doing it here, and this is just a very formal place. Work groups allows for that flexibility.
Great. Yeah, I love that. That makes sense. Thanks.
Cool. Any other thoughts, questions?
Hey, second, I think it's a great idea. Thank you for bringing it forward. And I'm curious if there are historical documents from the CRC. Has anything like this been done in the past that you know of that we can draw upon or incorporate?
I don't know that anything's been done exactly in the way we're describing, but there's tons and tons of documents that, you know, I think we'll be compiling that have a lot of rich information. But yeah, I don't know that we've done anything to this extent. I saw you shake your head, David. Is there anything you know of?
No, not anything close to this.
Okay.
The last thing I could find was, I think PAC tackled this maybe around the turn of the century.
Say it like that.
I think Dan Handelman, I actually may have helped write that document, but they have a sort of a history of things from the 70s up until, you know, right around 2000. But I don't think we've really had, with the exception of some background in some of those reports, I don't think we've really had a comprehensive look at, you know, this is what we've been through. And I think I would encourage us to try and synthesize all that. I don't think we need to have a 30-page history, but just the timeline, you know. I recently met someone who worked on the Stores Commission back in the 70s, right? And, or maybe I think the early 80s. And a lot of their complaints, a lot of their concerns about subpoena power and all that kind of stuff dates back to the very first attempts at police oversight. So I think those are resources that we can sort of muster and maybe just put into, you know, a one or two page timeline that people can review and say, okay, well, this is the thing that we've been dealing with for a long time.
Yeah, I think brevity is important. Ross, I saw you on mute. Did you want to add something?
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say I didn't know of anything either beyond what's been said, and that Taylor was in the attendees. So, but I think David, or you already moved him. So, sorry.
Great. And Taylor, I don't know how long you've been in the attendees. Did you hear the spiel or?
I think I caught enough to track the talking about maybe making. I got in about 5 minutes ago, so I think I'm following.
Okay. Okay, am I hearing consensus that we feel like this is a good use of our time and we can move forward? Okay, well, with that, let me pull up the work group assignments and let's just get all that figured out. We also wanna do the reassignments of the commissioner liaisonships, so we'll work on that as well. So right now, here I will put, hold on. This is a public document anyway, so let me put this in here. So, I don't know if it needs a fancier name. Are we okay with just transition past, transition future for now, unless anyone has any brilliant ideas?
I think that's fine with me.
So as of right now, on starting with crowd control and use of force, so like I mentioned, I will take that on and do transition past. Currently, we have Sylvan, Yume, Taylor. Yume has agreed to still stay on the work group and is going to help be kind of the liaison between the two. And so we'll have him. And then, like I said, Michael, I'm going to reach out to him, but I suspect he'll be interested in staying. And he is a community member. So of the people that are currently on it, Sylvan, Taylor, would you like to stay on that work group and work on the past documents with me?
Yeah, that would be my preference.
Okay. So I'm going to, at least let's start there. I'm going to put the work group name for you all here. Okay. And then we'll just start with like who's already in each work group and then people can switch around, but let me start there. Currently, I've got Julie, Jessica, and Chris on the policy and outreach. So then Yume will also be on that one, and Yume will be the chair of that work group. Do the three of you, well, Julie's not here. Do the other two of you, are you cool with staying on that work group? Okay, so let's put that down. And then on recurring audits, we have Greg, Amanda, Kira, and Vadim. And I have Kira down as the chair. Do the three of you, Greg's not here, want to stay on recurring audit? Yes.
I'm fine with that. Let me do get some work done. Yeah.
Sorry, say it again.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay. Do you want to stay the chair of that, Kira? You're muted, but I see your body language, so no. I can't hear you. You're muted.
Sorry, my mute's taking. I'm fine staying on as the chair for that if I have to, but like trying to figure out the structure of that has felt very nebulous and kind of gelatinous at best. And so it'd be nice to have somebody who has a little bit more experience helping shape that, that'd be easier. But if I need to, I can do that. That's fine.
I think between me and you, May, we can guide you through that.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'll check in with Amanda, Greg, and Julie. I suspect they'll want to just stay on the ones that they're on. So that all sounds good. Now, one of the things, so we've got these meetings on the first Wednesday, crowd control. Are you all good with keeping our second Wednesday? I'm sorry, Wednesday, not Thursday. Second Wednesday of the month meetings. We'll do our 5:30 to 7:30 still. Does that sound good?
I will probably have a recurring Wednesday commitment coming up that I can like try and like switch off or juggle around. But if there is a different night that works for all of us on that work group, I might like to explore switching nights, but okay. I don't want to cause a whole problem either.
Okay. Is there another night that works best?
I could do Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday. I don't know if those are good for anybody else.
Taylor, you may.
Depends on the Monday. The rest of those are usually fine for me. I was going to say the one thing I'll need to talk with Jessica and Chris about is just timing of those meetings, because lunchtime for a longer conversation does not work super well for me during the day. But
yeah.
If you all don't want the second Wednesday, I'll take it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that here in a second. Let's definitely move it to an after work hour time. For me, let's see. I'm going to have to think about it, just see which one works best, because I've got better than board meetings on Mondays. I've got the other board meetings on Tuesdays, and I've got all staff on Thursdays. But at least the all staff is flexible, because that one ends at 5:30. So I could start at 5:30. So let me get back to you, and then I'll talk to Michael as well.
I don't know if this is appealing to folks. I know it can be tight to wrap up your workday by like 5 on the dot, but if we moved the meeting time to the second Wednesday at like, you know, like 5 to 6, I should be able to do that. But especially if we wanted to have it for a longer slot, then I would still probably be running into conflict. So
Is your conflict at like 7 or something?
Like 6:30 to 8:30.
Got it. Okay. Let's
maybe talk about a poll or something offline, and we can everybody's availability.
Yeah, maybe we could. Yeah.
Because we also have to think about David's availability, right? Correct?
No.
I'm available whenever you got available. So.
Okay.
I'll go with whatever.
Okay.
I mean, do you come to those meetings? Do you have to come?
If you guys need me to come to attend those meetings, I can be there, but I don't have to.
I don't think he needs to go to all three of them monthly, but we can talk about it in more detail. I think we can try to provide whatever we can, but let's just make sure it's something where we actually need it to go.
So yeah. Those don't need to be broadcast. They just need to be announced.
Yeah. I mean, you guys can send me the agenda and I'll send it out. It's just, yeah.
I mean, we always record them anyway. So they still get recorded and posted, but yeah, we don't. Yeah. They still have to follow OPML, but we don't necessarily need staff because, yeah, it's just different. Okay. And then so. With that being said, like you're saying, you may, what's the Transition Future group members, is after hours going to be able to work for you all, since the midday is not going to work great for you, May?
Yes, that'll work better.
I'm sure we can figure that out, yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. We'll do a series of polls then for the others. And then when does recurring audit, do you have a set time or do you need a set one? Okay. Okay, so recurring audit, we'll need to do that as well. All right. Well, we can probably just do one poll for all three. Oh, yeah, I will work on that. Let me move my cats. All right. Great, any questions on the assignments, the tasks? You may and I are going to work on setting some of the infrastructure. And then in your first meeting, you'll kind of spend your first meeting talking about like, okay, what do we want to have in the report? What are the things we want to do? And then start delegating out people to start taking on some of those sections. Sound good? I know the crowd control use of force folks remember this very well. So yeah, it'll be very similar as far as like, you know, someone's just going to take responsibility for something and you're expected to come back at the next meeting with that information. And it's all going to be on Google Doc because there's no way I'm sending a Word doc via email over and over again like the city wants me to. That's just not happening. So, all right. With that, why don't we move into the city council liaison assignments as well? So let me... All right, so currently, obviously, Yume and I will continue to be the liaison to the mayor. With Commissioner Maps, we have Jessica and Vadim. With Commissioner Rubio, we have Julie and Greg. Commissioner Ryan is Sylvan and Amanda. And former Commissioner Hardesty's were Taylor and Kira. And then Chris doesn't have one yet. So, as far as the folks that are currently assigned, how about we start with, do you want to switch who you're assigned to? Or do you want to stay? Let's start there.
Sorry, just minor point of clarification. Julie was also assigned to Commissioner Maps. We had been meeting with Julie.
I moved her. She asked me to be moved.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's under Rubio now. Yeah. Sorry that that was not communicated. I thought it was.
Okay. No worries.
So yeah, folks who are currently assigned, does anyone want to change? Okay. So happy I'm enough. Hearing Jess. Oh, go ahead, Sylvan.
Oh, just saying, happy enough where I am.
Okay. So Sylvan's good with Ryan. Jessica, you want to stay with Maps?
Happy to.
Vadim, you want to stay with Maps?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Taylor and Kira are going to need to get reassigned. And then both Julie and Greg aren't here, who are Rubios. Any preference, Taylor and Kira, on if you are interested in either going with Gonzalez or if you want to try and switch with Rubio, with anyone for Rubio?
I'm okay with putting me in the empty slot. So I can go to Gonzalez, Commissioner Gonzalez.
Kira, are you the same? Okay. I think I heard yes. All right. It's spelled with an S. Is the last name spelled with an S? Or is it a Z? I gotta look it up.
I just got done learning how to spell Joanne, so don't ask me.
It's with a Z. That's my mom's last name. So, all right. Great. I will go ahead and put you both there. Oops. Shit. And then, since we have an uneven number, Chris, you are welcome to join any group. Any particular preference of who you want to liaise with?
I have no preferences. I'll go wherever I'm needed.
Okay. Why don't we put you with Gonzalez since he's new?
No.
And use some extra support. Okay, those have been reassigned. I will do what I will send out that email that I will send to council of like, here's what CRC liaison assignments mean, blah, 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 so that it will prep you all to then schedule your meetings with folks. In general, I think the goal of these meetings is to first and foremost build rapport and a relationship. Second, to offer a space for them to ask questions about our work. And for you all to ask questions of them of what their priorities are around police accountability work, so you can bring that back to us so we can have a temperature of where the council is. Usually when we have certain initiatives that we're pushing for, we'll use those liaison relationships to test those on the commissioners and see how they feel about them. And then I think in the coming months, we can focus on talking to them about this report that we're going to be working on. Get their thoughts on what would be helpful that for them to read in a report like that. So I think that could be one conversation starter you could have with them in your first meetings. Cool. Okay. With that, I think that was all our agenda. Let me double check. Yep, that was all our agenda. Is there any other new or old business folks want to talk about? Okay. I don't know if there are work group updates. Work groups haven't really met. Are there any work group updates? No? Okay. Well, then with that, we can go ahead and move into public comment. Members of the public, if you would like to speak, please raise your hand and I will call on you. Yume, will you keep time? And give them 3 minutes. And first up, we have, where's the button? I'm assuming it's this one, Mr. Handelman, with the phone. Is that you?
Good evening, everybody. This is Dan Handelman with Port and Cop Watch. You use him, he, him pronouns. And I'm really glad to see you all continuing to meet. I think it's really important for you to meet as long as you can and continue this work. I hope that you all got a copy of the police review board analysis that we sent out at the end of December about the report that came out December 10 with 10 cases that the review board reviewed. I think some of you may have sat on several of them because there were six deadly force cases in that report. If you didn't, I'm going to paste. I'd like to paste it in the chat, but the chat's not open again. Our new issue of the Cop Watch newsletter, the People's Police Report, is done. It will be up online sometime in the next few weeks. I think Vice Chair Delgado was talking about the Independent Monitor LLC group, which is doing the review of the crowd actions in 2020. And I really hope that you've been able to talk to them about your recommendations from the crowd control work group, since the city council seems to have just kind of, and the chief seems to have just left them by the wayside. As you're reviewing the history of the IPR and CRC, yes, I'm happy to help out. The League of Women Voters did a whole long history of the whole oversight system just last year, no, 2 years ago. You might want to look at that. And one story that I keep remembering over and over that I'm hoping that maybe reach out to Kristen Malone, former chair, is when the city was trying to stop public comment before you voted on your cases. The city council was convinced by Ms. Malone that public input at your hearings was very important, and they put it into the city code. I think that was a key moment in CRC history. In the director's report, which I'm still hoping that you all take more questions and make more questions about, the it's notable that all the names of the shooting victims that are known are now listed in there. There was one that had not been listed for a long time. And then all the names of the officers are in there because the police dumped a whole bunch of names on the public in December, having unilaterally changed their policy from releasing those names in 24 hours to doing it within 2 weeks. And that is not a reasonable, transparent way for us to hold them accountable. Hope that you'll weigh in on that too. I think also when you're looking at the structure of CRC and what works, I think that one of the work groups that Jim Kahn used to be on started working on that for a little while. So I don't know if that's something that, if that work is still around and can be picked up again. Thank you very much again. And one more thing that I've done that might be helpful to you, that we have here at Cop Watch, we have a list of all the hearings that ever happened, and we also have broken it down by how many times officers ever showed up to testify and what the outcomes were. So that would be great if you want that, we can share that with you. Which reminds me of the last thing about the director's report. It lists all these cases from the protest, but it doesn't say what the outcomes were. So I'm hoping to see that sometime. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay, last call for members of the public. Oh, okay, here we go. I've got Liani Reyna. Sorry if I mispronounce your name. Please correct me.
You got it correct. Thank you very much. Can y'all hear me? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Happy New Year, everybody. I am retired Portland Police Sergeant Leonie Reyna. To echo Dan Handelman, thank you for your continued work on this committee. An organization is only as good as the worst behavior its leader is willing to tolerate. Portland does not follow its own policies, and it continues to be extremely frustrating. I know from training and experience, PPB does not properly investigate officer misconduct. The CRC has seen examples of this problem. You can assume other work done by PPB is conducted in similar fashion. I've been following Portland throughout the year and continue to see some smoke and mirrors going out. Please maintain a healthy skepticism and hold the Bureau to task. If your gut tells you something isn't right, trust your instinct. Continue to press the city and IPR. The Bureau's culture is deeply rooted in history, as you may indicated earlier. Cops are afraid to report on each other. Culture trumps policy every time. How do we change PPB culture? I keep asking myself this question. I know the inner workings of the Police Bureau. If there is any assistance I can provide this committee, I'm willing and able to help. I recently won a lawsuit against the city, which now allows any citizen to obtain an officer's IAD commendation history. This information and data is helpful in evaluating an officer's performance and aptitude. Some of the data will be redacted, but you can assume any redaction is an IA complaint. You can then tally the number of complaints versus commendations to determine an officer's abilities and attitude. I don't know if that helps you all, but wanted you to know. I'm a subject matter expert in use of force, use of deadly force, internal investigations, firearms training, and emergency management initiatives. I want Portland to succeed, but it appears city leaders are opposed to allowing my voice to be heard, but I'll keep trying. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you. All right, last call, members of the public to speak. Okay. Any CRC members have anything to say or add? Okay, well then expect an email from me soon that is going to be, oh, hold on. I've got one more person to speak. Here we go. Hello, please state your name and go ahead.
Hi, this is Samir Canal. I'm a City of Portland employee in the Community Safety Division. I provide support to the Advisory Boards and Commissions Unit. Which includes the Police Accountability Commission. Thank you for taking the time to discuss the PAC and its needs today. I just wanted to invite not only the CRC members to come and watch some of the things that are coming up that may be relevant to the nexus of the work of the PAC and of the CRC, but also members of the public who may be listening. There is a subcommittee that is figuring out the new system for hearing and considering complaints from members of the community and possibly also from Bureau members, and which community member Dan Handelman is actually a member and co-chair of that in his capacity as a member of the Police Accountability Commission. And that is the Subcommittee on Officer Accountability. It's hearing that all the way from complaint through to the application of discipline and appeals as a part of that as well. So that is meeting on January 9th. And may also meet again later this month. And then for those who are more interested in the structural oversight, there is another subcommittee of the Police Accountability Commission meeting and discussing that, which hopefully we'll have more of a CRC presence at coming up as well. And that is next Thursday, January 12th, and also the 23rd. And it'll talk about things that you've discussed in your capacity, policy and directive review recommendations as well. So, everything's at the Police Accountability Commission website, including how to join, but just wanted to flag that and say thank you for your interest in the work, and I'm sure the members appreciate it very much as well.
Thank you, Samir. Okay, the last thing I was saying was expect an email that is going to have a poll so that we can figure out everyone's new times, and then just to reiterate that the expectation is that you do have a committee meeting in January, and that the goal of those meetings will be to digest the information I sent to you via email, summarize everything I mentioned today, and to start thinking about what are the different areas of a report that you want to work on and start delegating that. So we want to put the fire under us, like they say in Guatemala, ponte las pilas, put your batteries in, So we really want to make sure to keep tight to our timeline, because again, once holiday season hits, I mean, it's over. So we really want to commit to our timeline to approve this by September. Okay. With that, have a great evening. Goodbye.